Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, and I'm your host, Lori Frazee. It's a busy week, and well, actually, the last few weeks have been very busy in the competition circuit out there all over the place. And this week, we've got people from all over. I think I saw that it was 39 states and several countries going to Vegas to compete, and I will be headed in that direction. Leaving my house at 3:30 this morning, or I guess tomorrow morning, to head towards Tampa to hit a 6 o'clock flight out of there and on the way to Vegas. Really looking forward to it next week and possibly Friday. I got to talk to Daryl with Barbecue Superstars to see, you know, he does that Friday show, but if I'm at a contest and we're able, I try to do a show. Now, we've got awards to announce the top 10 in all the categories on Friday night. So I don't know if that's going to work. Right now, I've scheduled a show for next Tuesday, even though that is the final table night. May have to call and get the time change, and then you guys can maybe just listen to it in archives, because for all I know, it could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon here, depending on when I'm able to do the show in Vegas. So I'll be in touch, and one way or the other, there will be something. It just may be that you have to listen in archives, but really looking forward to it, and hope to get around and interview quite a few of the people that I kind of keep up with on Facebook, and finally going to get to meet several people out there. So I'm really looking forward to it, and just a big shout out to all the veterans that are out there. We'd like to thank you for your service, and remember that it's not only the people who serve, but it's their families, and we do live under the blanket of freedom that they help protect. So thank you to everybody that's ever been involved in the military service. Last week I had Carrie Bond and Mike Hayes on, and they were talking about their run for the board of directors in KCBS. I have put it out there to get some of the other guys from KCBS board that running to give them an opportunity to come on and chat. May actually have Carrie on again, but I think if you get a chance, listen to that. Those guys, both Carrie and Mike, are kind of saying the same things, so they're on the same page, I guess. And also, there's still a couple guys with the Florida Board of Directors that's running that I've tried to reach out to and make offered for them to come and be on the show. They have not gotten back to me yet, so we are in a race here in Florida. There's seven of us running for three positions, and I'd like you to be informed with what everybody else has to say. Also, last week we had Tim Malloy from Backyard Bros on, and the big contest this last weekend, and it looked like he had a pretty good contest, so congratulations to him and everybody else. Matt Barber was actually filling in a spot, and we were struggling for some time because Matt actually confessed he forgot about it, but the good news is he ran and voted. So, you can't, what are you going to do, complain about that? Well, I want everybody to get out and vote, because we have seen it make a huge difference. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Sweet Smoke Q. Jim and his brother are out in Vegas already holding down the forts and looking to see if they can find pink drinks anywhere in Vegas, as well as probably warming up the sushi bars for the rest of the boys as they come in. I want to thank Jeff Elzer. I actually sent some boxes out to Jeff that will help us along with cooking chili You know, the ironic thing is, and I'll have probably Steve or Lene on next week, but Steve's going to head cook chili for Barn Goddess Barbecue since I am head cooking my cheese category. And, you know, if we're planning to make it to the top 10 in chili. However, if we don't, we have to cook 5 gallons of chili on Saturday in a mandatory participation of People's Choice. And what they've done is it's a way for us to win some extra money, but in order to offset some of these expenses, the World Foods are actually selling tickets to some things. There's a barbecue People's Choice that the guys are doing ribs, and you might only get one rib per place, but, you know, they're going to pick up some money there, and they're going to pick up some money in the chili People's Choice that'll be available there on Saturday. So one way or another, we're cooking chili on Saturday. Anyway, so Sweet Smoke Q, they're out there getting ready for the world. Mac Daddy Smoker out of the Middleburg area. I have one of the Pit Vipers, and again, you know, if I'm at a contest, last couple of weeks been busy for me between the housing market coming back, and I've sold a few houses, but it's kind of weird because, it gets in the way of me cooking. And I had a couple of catering jobs, which I'd like to congratulate a young couple over in Orlando that I went and cooked for, friends from the leadership program in agriculture that I was involved with. 20 years ago already. It's kind of scary. I was in the first class, and now the dad was in the class, and his daughter, who's getting married, Jen, is currently in the class. So it's kind of a cool thing to be involved, and it was great to cater for their engagement party. I'd like to also thank RecTech Pellet Cookers. If you're thinking about a pellet cooker, you might want to check out the RecTech. It's the one with the big stainless steel horns on it. You could probably, if you can't remember the name, you can put stainless steel horned pellet cooker on Google, and I've tried it. It comes up, so you can always find it. I'd like to thank Royal Oak Charcoal and cookandpellets.com. It's so important to have good fuel in whatever you're cooking with, and both of those provide me with some dynamite cooking medium. I'd like to thank Everglades Seasonings. If you've never tried all of the other Everglades seasoning rather than the original, you really need to check them out. I'm a huge fan of Everglades seasoning, always have been, and they're sponsoring me in their barbecue rub. I probably need to say, hey, you know, I'd like some of that regular because I cook with it all the time. And if you haven't seen the barbecue one out in a store, that's because it's not everywhere. You can contact Jimmy Brode, or you can contact Everglades Seasoning direct, and they'll put you in the right direction for your area. Also like to thank Pirate 50. If you need a custom sign for your campsite for a barbecue competition, or you just want a dynamite sign for a food truck you might be sporting, get a hold of Pirate 50. They're on Facebook. It's Pirate 50 Custom Artwork and Trophies. And you'll see a lot of Dale's trophies out there for different contests. And they're always really unique. They are individually made, so it just is a little piece of artwork. And you can get a hold of him for that. Also like to thank HuntsPoint.com. You can get a hold of Johnny Love and see the selections of meat that they have. Let's see, we're going to do a short show tonight because, quite frankly, I would like to get some sleep, but I'm still so jacked up after running around, I doubt that I will, and that means very, very much so tomorrow night I'll be whipped and trying to get some sleep for Thursday's competition. But we've got Rich from Grilling with Rich going to be on with us any time now, and we've got Darren Worth from, I just lost the name of his place, Smokey D Barbecue, going to be with us. I can't believe I just drew a blank. I almost said Big D's. Smokey D Barbecue, who is just a winning maniac right now. And we're going to go right to Rich, I think, is here. Is that you, Rich?
Yeah, hello. How are you?
Hey, good to have you on with us. We've got Grilling with Rich with us. And you've got tons of stuff going on right now, too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lori, I wanted to thank you very much for inviting me back on the show. I had fun the first time, and I want to thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm so excited to have you because you're one of those guys that people see your blog, and sometimes they just know the writing, and they never really get to hear your voice. So it's always, you know, it's good to have you guys with the blogs. I love to have you on because sometimes you just can't type enough words. So what all do you got going on? I see you have a new contest on your blog.
Yeah, we're doing so many great things this fall. Everybody says that grilling season's over and barbecue season's over.
Oh,
I'm a true believer that barbecue season never ends. So
right. We
have some great stuff happening on the site. You mentioned we're giving away with Butterball 2 free coupons for turkeys for Thanksgiving. We're giving away a ThermoWorks Dot, one of their new brand new products. And I'm going to tell you guys, and especially you, Lori, this is an exclusive. Next week, we are going to be doing another great ThermoWorks giveaway of a chef alarm. So some really great giveaways happening on the site this upcoming weeks.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the Dot. I saw it briefly, and I haven't had a chance to go on, and I always go in and sign up for your giveaways. But I don't know the Dot yet. It's little.
Yeah, so they just... Yeah, so they basically, ThermoWorks, they just released this new temperature monitoring device, 2 super high quality probes that can go into 2 different meats, and you just simply, it's a little display round, hence the Dot, and
yeah.
You just get to see the temperatures. It's really easy. It's a magnet, so you can put it on your grill or your smoker, and you can just walk away and always have that something being monitored.
Oh, it's a magnet. Oh, that'll be interesting.
It's really interesting. A lot of the stuff now, technology-wise, and also, these great companies are now really catering to barbecue, competition people. And they, I don't know about you, but when I'm competing, I don't want to. All these devices going to, like, a table or something. So it's great that they're putting a magnet on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is good. I mean, some of the guys have the new one that they have out, and I've just kind of seen it where they actually got the app, and it goes to their phone. And
is that the iGrill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great product. I mean, I think the more products out there, the better, because then it really challenges all these great companies to kind of outdo the other self and gives us the benefits of having some really great products to play with.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, though, it is tough to beat a ThermoPen with any of the products out there. I think I would say the majority of people that compete probably have 2,
mm-hmm.
because they are so good. And, you know, I've had guys where the batteries have gone down and they're like, do you have an extra ThermoPen? You know, mine just died. And, and it's years before that happens. But I think it's such a great product, you know. That,
yeah, I have 2. I have the racing green and the super fast red one. What about you?
Yeah, I'm a pink and purple girl. So.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Hey, so I saw that you were recently named the Person of the Year in barbecue.
So that's a great contest that we do yearly now. I started it back in 2011, and funny, great story about this. So I was at my desk, my full-time job, and I was flipping through news articles, and it was around the time that Time came out with their Person of the Year. So I did some Googling, and I was like, oh, man, there's no barbecue Person of the Year. What's going on? So I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, here's a great way to really highlight not only people that compete day in and day out, but also people that contribute to their own communities that they're barbecue pit masters. So, like, for example, one year we had the winners be Operation Barbecue Relief. Great organization.
Right.
Doesn't really get a lot of play sometimes because they're, you know, if you're in the barbecue world, of course you know them, but if you're not in the barbecue world, you don't really know them. So I really wanted to highlight people that don't really get, you know, the calls and stuff like that in weeks in competitions and stuff like that, and really highlight, you know, just people that give back to the community. I think that's one of the great things about barbecue and the barbecue community is that we're always giving back, we're always helping each other, and I really wanted to highlight that for the barbecue, for my contest for Barbecue Person of the Year. So last year we had a great winner, Steve Cuddington from Lockhart's Barbecue in Michigan. I was in the national, I was at the National Barbecue Association conference. We presented it. We had Weber Grills donate a whole grill for them, Kingsford Charcoal, a whole year of charcoal. So it's a great competition. We always, every year it gets better and better. So yeah, people can go www.barbecuebbqpersonoftheyear.com, nominate somebody, and then in December we're going to start off kicking off the votes. And this is also a contest that people need to come and vote. Vote for your favorite pitmaster or whoever you think is really qualified to be Barbecue Person of the Year. I think we're the only contest that actually does that. We don't. I'm not sitting here making that decision. I'm letting people go out there and make that decision for me. I really like that community involvement to it.
So are it's you have a separate website just for that?
Correct, yeah. It's bbqpersonoftheyear.com.
Oftheyear.com. Oh, okay, so I actually misunderstood the note back and forth. So I didn't realize you're actually the one who started that then.
Exactly, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is pretty cool, and they'll go to that and not Facebook to nominate as well as to vote?
Yeah, voting starts December 1st or, like, the first Monday in December, whatever whatever that date is. I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. Nominations go until next Monday. Then I have a, the Monday right before Thanksgiving. And then I have a week to look over the nominations, make a decision on who we want to put up for, you know, for people who are going to be voting for. And then it's basically whoever gets the most votes wins the competition, and that goes for the whole month of December.
Great, great. Oh, that's really
yeah.
exciting. And then you'll do that again at the National Barbecue Convention?
Unfortunately, we're not doing it this year at the National Barbecue Association. So every year I promise the winner a full article about themselves on my website. This year also Kingsford Charcoal is really generous enough to again donate a year's supply of charcoal. Johnsonville Sausages is donating a whole year of sausages to the winner. So some really great prizes. You'll get some food and some charcoal, and then you get a little and you get a post on my website.
That's great. You know,
yeah.
That is it is kind of cool to recognize people because we all know the people writing books, and you forget about some of the people doing the day in and day out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, really, Operation Barbecue Relief, that was a great way to kick that off.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a tremendous job, and it really is all about us as teams getting registered and being ready to be called out. So that's
mm-hmm.
that's really cool, Rich. So what else have you got going on? You do have a lot going on right now.
Yeah, that's the second big thing. I wanted to talk to you quickly about the ultimate barbecue-themed Thanksgiving website that I just launched also. And you can click that right off my website. You have to, in the header, this it says Thanksgiving. It's your
mm-hmm.
one-stop shop for all that you need to know about making your barbecue Thanksgiving this year, from recipes to how-tos. And we got some of the best minds involved. We got people from Butterball submitting recipes. We have people from Weber Grills. Chris Lilly did a bunch of recipes that he allowed us to post. Kingsford Charcoal, some recipes and some suggestions. We have Aaron Franklin from Franklin's Barbecue, some great videos from him. ThermaWorks, we have some great temperature-related videos and articles to take a look at. So, excuse me, it's a really great resource that people can go on, have any questions. We're going to be talking. I'm going to try to convince somebody to do a Twitter chat with me really soon about helping with Thanksgiving meal preparation. So, you know, that's definitely something that, you know, definitely for your listeners to check out. And then I would love to talk to you about my holiday, my 2004 holiday catalog. I know we talked about it last time, but I just want to mention it's done. It's ready to go. It's 47 pages filled with great barbecue and grilling accessories, sauces, books, meats. For you're looking for that great holiday gift. I know that people are starting to think about that. You don't know what to get that barbecue person in your life. Well, I got you covered. Grilling with Rich got you covered. We're going to be publishing it on the 15th, releasing it on my website. But if you sign up to my email, you get the first crack at it. You get to see it before anybody else does. So definitely check it out. I'm really excited about it. I actually started working on it back in August, and I finished it the first week in November, so it's a big project. We got some really great companies, great products, some things that you might not think about. But, you know, just being your one-stop shop for all that barbecue and grilling knowledge, well, you're definitely going to be taken care of.
Wow. So, I mean, you really have been jamming since I talked to you, because people just go, oh, they brought together a few things. A lot of times people don't realize the work that goes into sorting out some of this stuff. So you really you really save some time for people, and that'll be a tremendous resource. Now, are they able to order right from your catalog then?
Absolutely. We made the catalog interactive.
Okay.
So you can order. There's links to all the products, all the sauces. Either it's through Amazon where we found them, through directly to websites. We have a two-pager on some great ThermaPens and ThermaWorks products. I love that company. They're one of my favorite companies on the market.
They are.
I'm sorry. they just produce really great stuff. And I love working with them. They're great people. So we have all the new hot gadgets from them. We have a whole entire section from Omaha Steaks this year. We have a whole section from Snake River Farms, the people that make that Wagyu briskets. So, you know, if you're looking for some great products, definitely check it out. Also, what's going to be great about this year is that every single week we're going to be switching out on the website, and I'll definitely send you a link, Lori, to post to your viewers. Every week we're going to be highlighting six featured products. I got some really great ones planned, and we're going to highlight also six featured companies for some. So every single week there is a reason for people to look on the website, take a look, make a decision, purchase, and just make sure that you got that perfect gift for your loved one, because we all love the holiday time to get a really great gift.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing. Now, let's go back for a second, because I want to talk about the fact that you're looking to do maybe a live Twitter, cast, because it's almost like a small version of what Food Network does. And especially when you're talking about getting the ThermaWorks people in with temperatures and stuff, because, you know, a lot of people are made ill over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Of course.
And temperature is so important. So what you're thinking about getting all those guys involved with that?
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm definitely going to, when I get off this phone call or get off talking with you, I'm going to shoot the guys an email to see if they would be interested in doing it. I do know the person that I have. It's a brother and sister, and I don't want to even say a little bit more. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but they're two great people. I'm really looking forward to having them. We're going to talk about holidays. We're going to talk about barbecuing, you know, so it's going to be a great time with these two amazing ambassadors of the barbecue world.
Yeah, because that's really how blogs, that's how this show, it really is kind of like an ambassadorship, because you're helping spread the word. You're letting people that don't get a chance to talk, or in your case, you're introducing us to so many people along the way. So that'll be a lot of fun. Do you have any idea when you're looking to have that?
Hold on a second. I can give you a sneak peek for those, just between the two of us, nobody else.
Okay.
I am thinking about November 25th.
And that's, you're thinking for that, for your Twitter?
Yeah.
Twitter cast? What do they call them out there?
Tweet chat.
Oh, tweet chat. Okay. And we definitely want to make sure when you do firm that up, if you'll just go on to one of my, like my radio page and put it on
sure.
there, because I would love to have that. You know, you post things pretty much every week, and there's always a reason for somebody to go to your site every week to see what's new, isn't there?
Absolutely. Every day people should be checking out the website. I'm actually posting 3 times a week now, so I'm really excited about the growth of the website.
Wow. Now, since American Grilled, what else have you had anything happen because of American Grilled?
You know, I've actually gotten some really great people contacting me. I really can't go into detail with about a couple of things I'm working on for 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely love to come back on your show in next year and talk to you and tell your readers. I mean, your listeners. Oh, I'm so sorry, your listeners. But, so I've gotten some really great opportunities. This one opportunity that I'm looking forward to is going to be amazing. This more exposure about the site, more exposure about my passion for grilling and barbecuing. And I think that's really important. You know, you talk about, you know, me introducing people on the way. I really want everybody to feel like they're the co-pilot of my barbecue and grilling journey. So, like, together we're going to be learning about things, and I'm really looking forward to everything. And, just keep on grilling. I've been so busy, believe it or not. I was like, oh, then I have some time to relax, but not really.
Not really. And because you guys are, when are you expecting your baby?
Oh, yeah. So
We're
expecting our first child December 31st, and he already has tongs and a fork ready to go, and he's going to be grilling and barbecuing already.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hey, now, are you doing any, and I don't know if I've missed some of this, because are you doing some YouTubes on grilling, too, besides your verbal post?
Unfortunately, I'm so bad in front of the camera. I get locked up, and I get so nervous that I don't want to make a fool of myself. So I really like sharing the limelight with others, really helping others get their word out. You know, I think I have a couple of projects for the summer that I was thinking about getting in front of the camera and doing some YouTube stuff. So I don't know. I'll have to do some more thinking about that.
Well, you know, there's so many really great ones out there, but again, you know, when people start coming to you regularly, then all of a sudden they start looking to you for that sort of thing. But I guess, you know, it's nice, though, to be able to post other people's links just as well, because if everybody has a question about crown rib roast, what better way to find something than to go on YouTube, because it's pretty much probably there, you know.
I'm just horrible in front of the television and the camera. I really do freeze up, and it may not have gotten through that. I'm glad that through American Grilled it didn't look like that, but I am just, you should see some of the, I did some videos a couple of weeks ago, and it was just like outtake, 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 good, outtake, outtake, and it would take me like 5 hours to edit the film, and it was just like, I really can't do that to myself.
Oh, really? You know, we're so bad because we don't edit, and so like the one I did for Food Network Star, it was supposed to be 3 minutes and it was 3:03, and he's like giving me signals, and I cut across my neck, and somebody watched it the other day and they go, hey, we saw that some audition tape you did and you just, you know, cut across your neck to cut the camera, and I go, well, that's what they would do, they just shut me off. So, you know,
yeah.
I said, I don't know how to edit it and I don't have time, so that's what we send, you know.
Yeah, I'm just horrible in front of the camera. I really don't like it, so I'll stay behind the screen.
Well, you do a great job. And, you know, I forget, how long have you been doing your website?
Just 4 years. We're going to be turning five in July.
Okay. Well, I mean, grilling has, you know, just it's everywhere. I mean, there's just nowhere you can go and not be exposed to it. I love what you said about it really is a 365-day deal, especially for us in Florida. I mean, you might not be able to do it as much, but down here we're doing it in the cold. I had to wrap my stick burner up this weekend because it was down to, it was 34 at night, and that's a little freaky down here.
Yeah, Lori, I love grilling anytime, even during the winter when it's snowing. I grilled last year. I think there was like a hurricane that came by. I was out there grilling. You know, which one called, my power goes out sometimes, and I'm the only one out there actually cooking food, you know, outside.
Yeah.
It's a perfect way to do it. So, yeah, I do it anytime I get a chance to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I forget, what you have Webers, right?
Yeah, I have three Webers. Do I have three? One, two, three Webers, yes. And a... I have, my wife's telling me I have four Webers. I'm including my gas grill now. And then also I have a, oh, my God, it's a Backwoods, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. You have the little one, don't you?
Yeah, I have the, what is it called, the Chubby?
Chubby,
yeah.
That's right. I forgot you had that. You know, it's funny, somebody asked me the other day about having a gas grill, and the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm not a total barbecue snob. I think they have their place, and the majority of the people in the U.S. cook on gas grills. So you have to be able to use them, and you have to be able to talk about them. So
absolutely.
I think it's important to be somewhat versatile there. Now, you're not going to the World Foods, are you?
No, that's going to be on my bucket list of places to go. My next big next competition that I'm going to be going to, you know, one of these major ones is probably going to be the Jack next year. I'm dying to go. I've seen a lot of great pictures.
Yeah.
Just like the place looks amazing. So that's on my to-do list for next year.
Yeah, I definitely would love to be there. I'd like to be competing. And but I'm hoping this year I'm going to Memphis in May with a group, and that will be a blast because that'll be one of the things off the bucket list. But you have to remember the World Food Championships are coming to Florida next year. So it's going to be in Kissimmee. So perhaps you can think about that for, and they're talking about moving it to November. So it'll be interesting being here in Florida. I know so many people from Florida go, and it's just so costly to do that. So you have to keep this in mind.
Yeah, I mean, we have family down in Florida, so I have a house to stay, and so that might be on my to-do list for next year.
That'll be great. Yeah, that'll be great. Rich, you know, keep us posted. Don't be afraid to post that on my page so that we have the connection for when you do, you know, firm up your tweet chat and everything, because we definitely would love to do it. And then I'll make sure we get out Barbecue Person of the Year, so that you can get some good nominations and get the people on there voting.
Yes, great. Thank you for having me, Lori, again.
Oh, Rich, thanks for being with us. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to chatting with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I don't talk to you, have a great Thanksgiving, have a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year, and all the best for 2015.
Thanks, you too. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Grilling with Rich. And you can check out all his information on grillingwithrich.com, his blog, and then now he's got a few other sites that will get posted out for you. We are going to our next guest, and it's Darren Worth. Darren, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm just great.
Yeah, I bet you're great. You have to be so jacked up that you're probably not sleeping much these days.
I sleep fine every night.
Well, you have had one heck of a year this year, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been crazy.
You know, let's see. So let's start with the Royal. You actually got a perfect score at the Royal, didn't you, in Brisket?
Yep, that was the second year in a row I get a perfect score in Brisket and still get second.
Oh, the second year that it happened?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's terrible. But you placed fourth overall at the Royal, right?
Yes.
And that was that your second year there?
Oh, I've been cooking the American Royal for 10 years now.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. How long have you been cooking competitively? Because I was trying to find that today about you, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Well, we've been cooking 12 years. We started out our first 4 years, we were the Smoking Clones. And then in 2007, when we opened our first restaurant, we switched our team name over to represent the restaurant and went to Iowa Smoky D's.
Iowa Smoky D's. And let's talk about the restaurant. You said your first restaurant. How many restaurants do you have now?
Well, we have three. We started out with a carry-out restaurant and catering kitchen and quickly became successful there. Opened two more locations downtown Des Moines. And then one day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we shut down our carry-out location at 7 o'clock that night, opened up our 400-seat, 11,000-square-foot main location today.
Wow. Is that in Des Moines also?
Yep, that's in Des Moines. Everything's in Des Moines.
Well, it's a great place to have barbecues, but I'm surprised that you have all of that right there. That's amazing. Now, which one of the locations had the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dive? Or can you talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about that. We were actually at our Second Avenue location, which, I mean, it's right on Interstate 80. We're just at the end of the exit on Interstate 80. So, no, we can talk about it. Actually, we just got a premiere date. It's going to premiere on Friday, December 8th.
Oh, great.
At whatever time the show plays. I haven't looked that up yet. I haven't had time.
Oh, so was that, I've talked to a couple other people that's had Guy there, and it's literally, they say it's just like a whirlwind, and the second he's done, they're shuffling him off to Buffalo to go to the next place. Did you guys find kind of the same thing, that it was rushed, or?
Well, it wasn't rushed. I would call it very efficient. You know, on day one, we had to close the restaurant for 2 days, which is really big when you have a 400-seat restaurant. That's a lot of income.
Yeah.
You kind of have to just bite the bullet and say, oh, I can't believe I have to close the doors. Because we never close. We close the doors on Thanksgiving and Christmas and the 4th of July, and that's pretty much it.
Wow.
We're open 7 days a week. So, but they come in, the crew comes in the first day. It's amazing. They tell you we're going to build a house, and we're going to build the bathroom first, and then we're going to build the kitchen, and tomorrow we're going to put a roof on it. And that's really how you build the show. So, you know, the first day is really based upon everything very close up and personal, you know, with very detailed as they're looking, mixing rubs and making sauces and, you know, cooking. And then when Guy comes in, it's pretty much just wide angle off the cuff. And, you know, he's only here for about 2.5 hours total. But it's pretty amazing. This crew that was here, they'd shot over 600 episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Wow.
So pretty efficient. They knew exactly what they wanted and how we were going to do it, and it was crazy. It was fun. It was with Guy here, and I had met Guy many times before. It was a lot of fun.
And knowing him from barbecue contest, yeah, it had to have been a little extra fun because he doesn't already know people all the time. So, yeah, that had to be great. Now, you're really in this with your wife all in, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually, the restaurants we own, Sherry and I own the majority of the restaurants. We have partners, Shad and Angie Curtin. They actually compete on the barbecue circuit as a boy and as barbecue. We compete against each other, so they have a team, we have a team, and then the guys that work for us actually have a team called the Smoky D's Wannabes.
Oh, that's great. That's great, though. I mean, that has to really give you credibility, but of course, all the stuff that's going on. I mean, you've just had such a whirlwind. Oh, and by the way, what color Camaro did you get?
It's kind of a charcoal gray. I don't know. I just took it. It's kind of a neat trophy.
Kind of a neat trophy? It's a really great trophy. Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was black or not. But so Laughlin, and you guys got a perfect score in Laughlin on some. Oh, no, you got a perfect score this weekend, didn't you, in Chicken?
Yeah, we had a perfect score in Chicken. Yeah, Laughlin was kind of a whirlwind, you know. Sherry decided she didn't want to cook. And we have another pit. We have a home in Arizona, and we have a pit that we keep out there. So I said, you know what, I'm going. So we got back from the Jack on Sunday night, and on Tuesday I flew to Laughlin, Nevada. I actually prepped meat on – I got back Sunday night and started trimming chicken from the Jack.
Wow.
And trimmed the rest of my meat on
Wow.
Monday, and I flew out on a plane on Tuesday, got everything ready to go in Arizona, went up, cooked the contest by myself. It was a challenge. You know, I'm under one easy up 10 by 10. The wind is blowing about 30 mile an hour. We had set up the sides on there, two sides to block the wind, and then as turn-ins came, the wind direction changed. So I fought the wind the entire time. It was so bad I was having to actually put my meat, as I was going to put it in the box, out on a cutting board and then quick take the presentation box out of the cooler and throw the meat in right quick, first so it didn't get cold, and second of all, to keep the box from going because I didn't have another set of hands to hold on to the box.
Right. Wow.
So it was quite the challenge. But
obviously you had a great time. Do you think that, I mean, because you had such a, I mean, a great run, you got an RGC this weekend, do you feel like it just all of a sudden comes together? Or, I mean, I know you've won lots of contests along the way, but, I mean, these are huge. Do you just, I mean, does it just suddenly all come together or what?
Well, I think, you know, we actually cooked. There was a doubleheader this weekend. We actually got an RGC the first day and won grand the second day.
Oh, I missed that. You did.
Yeah. On Sunday, we actually hit grand with a perfect score in Chicken, a perfect 180, and then hit a 709 overall, which is my personal highest ever, and I think probably the fourth highest this year in KCBS. So it was pretty exciting. But, you know, the way I look at it is, if you're going to cook 35 or 40 team contests a year, you're probably going to be good at it at some point.
Yeah.
And if you can't,
yeah, well,
you
no, you're right.
Be cooking 35.
Yeah, repetition makes, I mean, really does make the cook. Now, you must know David Morrow, because I think he called you Big Brother or something. But
yeah, he's my little brother.
Okay, did he do this double weekend? Because they're whacked like that, doing a doubleheader on a weekend. I'm sorry. I love to compete, but I don't know that I can get too fired up to do two in a row like that. That's tough.
Oh, really? See, that, I'm the opposite. I'm looking for somebody to hold a triple header.
Oh.
you know, last year we did a couple of double headers that we actually cooked one contest, drove 4 hours, set up, and cooked another contest.
Yeah.
That's, you know, so I look amazing. Any doubleheader I can get, it's just another opportunity to cook. So, but no, David wasn't there. He was down in Florence, Mississippi, standing behind Scott from Q and Stewart and Bruin. I think he was getting private lessons. He didn't like my lessons enough.
Oh, no, it's just you know, we don't have that in Florida because I mean it just. It wouldn't happen, I guess. But, you know, I've heard guys say with KCBS that they'll sometimes if their spouse cooks with them, they'll leave the spouse there for awards and they'll go set up at the next place, and then the next team that's doing the same will, you know, hop on and move on together, which is very challenging.
We've done that before, but to me the most exciting part of a contest is awards. So
is the
awards. I've only skipped awards a couple times. But I've always had, like, my mom would stay behind. My wife did one time, but, you know, she doesn't want to drive 4 hours to the next contest either. So, you know, we found that, you know what, we can adjust the schedule. We stay for awards. And most of the time, organizers, when you're doing a front end of a doubleheader, they know you're going to be in a hurry. So we place our trailer so that we're ready to leave. And a lot of times, you know, in Iowa, especially the upper Midwest, we have a lot of 3 o'clock awards where when we get out to the West Coast or we're to the East Coast, we see a lot of 5 o'clock awards.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes it a little tougher because we really don't have a lot of People's Choice events like you have on both coasts.
Right. Yeah. So, well, that's really interesting. Now, don't you guys actually have some other sanctioning body in your area?
No. I mean, we have the Iowa Barbecue Society. It's really not a sanctioning body, but everything that we do is KCBS.
Yeah. I thought that the Iowa one, or there was a Midwest one that was actually also a sanctioning body. I didn't know for sure. Wow. So what else do you have coming up?
Well, we decided since we won this week, and, you know, it snowed last night in Iowa, and I'm not a big fan of cold weather anymore. You know, we're heading south. We're heading to Chatsworth, Georgia. We're off Thursday morning to Chatsworth, Georgia.
Oh.
You know, we're literally, you know, one of the teams that we're still in the race for the team of the year, even though really, you know, KCBS team of the year really means nothing to me. It's just not interested. I'd rather see Donnie Bray win. He's had a hell of a season. He's a great cook.
Yeah.
And he's played all season, you know, trying to win team of the year. I'm more interested in, you know, protecting my lead in the Big Papa Smokers, you know, Charity for Kids event, you know, which follows KCBS scoring, but it's amongst the elite teams. So,
right.
You know, Truebutt and I are kind of the last one standing as far as, you know, who's going to win that thing and get the most money to donate to charity.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Now, are you going to California for that? Cook?
Yeah, King of the Smoker, yeah, that's the next thing on my bucket list. But yeah, we're off to you know, so we leave Chatsworth, Georgia. We're driving, instead of just staying and cooking Cumming, Georgia, we've cooked Plant City, Florida for the last 3 or 4 years. We love to go down there. The weather's going to be a lot warmer, so as soon as we get done in Chatsworth, we're driving 9 hours south with the rig. Down to Tampa, Florida, and we're going to be in, and then we're going to fly home for a few days, fly back to Tampa and cook Plant City, Florida, and then we'll see where we go from there, whether we're coming back and doing Calhoun, Georgia, or if we're going to take a week off, and, you know, that weekend's the big premiere of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, so I probably should be a restaurant guy that weekend. But
Yeah, because I can see where your viewing party is going to be. But for you and Sherry to be able to do this, I mean, you guys obviously have some really good people besides your partners. You've got really good people staffing your restaurants.
Oh, yeah. We've got great staff. You know, and we really don't have restaurant managers per se. We just, you know, we have kitchen managers and we have bar managers and front of the house managers. And I mean, we just tell them to treat the restaurant like it's their own, and we pay them very well, and we expect them to make day-to-day decisions. And they know that we're going to pop in and out all the time. You know, sometimes during the winter we're deeply involved in the business, and sometimes we kind of have to call and say what's going on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially with a competition schedule, the way you guys are hanging in there. It's kind of funny because I was going to ask you where you were in Team of the Year because with all the things you've had happen this year, I can understand that. I didn't realize that the Big Papa Smokers elite team was for charity. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a big thing, and what it is every team that's on the elite team names a children's charity, okay, that they're interested in, that they're wanting to donate to. So, and I was trying to just look up and see the exact, so I wasn't telling anybody wrong, but the Children's Charity Points Race, it follows KCBS, and what happens is that as we go through the season, it tallies up on there. And then at the end of the season, I think Big Papa, and I may be wrong on the numbers, but for every team there, he's donating $1,000 to the charity of your choice.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But as you win additional and win the overall, you donate more and more. So I think he maybe donates $5,000 and I should know these numbers, but I don't. But he donates $5,000 to the ultimate highest score on the elite team, and so much to the reserve and whatever going through there. So, you know, it's pretty important to us. We're, you know, our children's charity is JDRF of Greater Iowa. It's juvenile diabetes. We've had a daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a daughter that's been diabetic since she's 11. So it's near and dear to our heart.
Yep.
And everything that we earn, you know, through the Big Papa, everything that we donate or that he donates, we actually match ourselves. You know, so we've got an opportunity to put $10,000-$12,000 into the JDRF coffers this year.
Wow.
Just for playing for the team of the year. So that's kind of what we're playing for as we come down the stretch.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's amazing. And obviously it being so near and dear to your heart, it does make it more important to you. But it's very generous that you guys, I mean, basically are taking some of your winnings and your earnings and matching his deal. My friend Rub Bagby, he's in Vegas right now, but he's part of that elite group, and I don't know how he's doing. I'll have to ask him how he's doing in it when I see him tomorrow. But wow, so we're sad you're not going to Vegas. I'm sure you probably qualified, didn't you?
Yeah, I had the golden ticket to Vegas. I actually didn't win the golden ticket to Vegas until I won Murfreesboro, Illinois at the end of September. But then they were full. So it was like, okay, what do we do? And they said, you know, you can use it for any other category. I could have went out there and cooked bacon or dessert. Well, you know, I'm kind of a barbecue guy. Yeah, they would have let us in on another category.
Oh.
But then we also heard they might be moving the world food. And I've been to Vegas so many times, and we cook world food the first time it was out there. We decided we were going to wait, and we're really excited it's coming to Florida.
Yeah, we are too.
Because,
let me tell you.
Because I guarantee we're going to be first in line. We're first on the list for next year coming to Florida. So.
Yeah, because I heard that the guys who weren't able to get in, that they automatically have an avenue for next year. They reduced the numbers for barbecue because there were some issues. And it is too bad because you'd think that they would try to watch those, but there's so many contests that are, you know, that have the golden ticket. So, well, we're sorry we're going to miss you there, but at least we'll see you next year here in Kissimmee. One of the guys said we're going to line up, if we're not qualified, we're going to take smokers down to the entrance of Kissimmee and just lease them. I'm like, oh, brother. So now you haven't been involved with Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You haven't been involved, that I remember, with Pitmasters, have you?
No, I haven't.
I know your partner was, because
Chad won in 2010.
Yeah, I remember him from there.
You know, I've been asked to come on next season. You know, they're doing kind of an all-star lineup where they take the winners, and it's all sketchy right now, but what I'm hearing is they're taking the overall winner of each year and the second-place winner of each year, bringing them all together in one, you know, bringing them together in the series, and then they're bringing in, you know, a couple outside cooks, too.
And
so, I've been asked. I don't have any details, though.
I've heard about that, but I don't know anything. But I'm guessing you're one of the outside guys who they figured has won enough stuff, and you're going to get to throw down. Now, I know Robbie will probably be seeing you in Georgia there, won't he?
You know, I don't know. I didn't. Is he going to? He's in Vegas, isn't he?
You know, I almost was going to call him the other day. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Gosh.
Really? See, maybe. I don't know. But I don't think I saw him on the team list. You know, I only see about 35 or 36 teams on the team list for Georgia, which is kind of hurting, you know, people that are chasing overall team of the year. As I do my analysis, if he doesn't get much more teams, you know, I'm the one that can really only reach Warren County. I mean, if they only end up with less than 40 teams, True Bud doesn't even, there's not enough numbers for him to even catch.
Oh.
You know, so there's a little strategy going on behind the thing. I guess my biggest strategy is it's not about Team of the Year. It's about the children charity. And it's,
yeah.
You know what, we've had such a wonderful season. You know, we've cooked 35 times already. We've won 12 and had three reserves. I just don't want to quit cooking. You know, I'm loving every minute. I'm just we're dragging our butts, you know, flying and driving across the country and cooking on. We've won in every, you know, we've won in Arizona and we, you know, we've won in Illinois and all over the place, you know. So
yeah, I mean, you guys are really having a tremendous year. When you first got started in this, did you ever think that it would be this way? I mean, really.
You know, I kind of did when we first started, because when my wife and I first went to the American Royal to visit in 2002, we were big tailgaters. We loved to go to football games and tailgate.
Yeah.
And I loved to cook. And when we found the two mixed together, it was just instant addiction. And it's like any sport that I've ever done, whether I played golf or, you know, pheasant hunt or deer hunted. It's never halfway for me, you know. I mean, the last year that before I started barbecue, I played 84 rounds of golf. And I was going to be good at golf one way or the other. So I'm just kind of a passionate guy when it comes to things. I mean, if I'm into something, I'm all into something. Whether it's a restaurant business, whether it's competition, but no, I am everything but a Hawkeye fan.
Okay.
I root for Iowa State and whoever's playing Iowa.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'm a Purdue girl, so you know, I was just going with the
Purdue
Big Ten thing.
Then.
Huh?
I'm a Purdue fan. And then I'm a Purdue fan.
There you go. Yeah, because the John Deere headquarters, it's isn't it? Oh no, it's in Moline, isn't it?
It's Moline. It's just on the other side, Moline.
Yeah, I got the town wrong. I know it's somewhere there, and you gotta have something farm related. Did you guys come from a restaurant background to jump into the barbecue, or was it because of the love of the competition that you guys actually got into barbecue?
Well, it was both. Sherry and I mean, we had no clue about the restaurant business. I was a vice president of logistics for a major transportation company, flying around. I was gone 50% of the time traveling at customer sites. You know, I managed a $250 million budget my last year. Sherry was an office manager for a company, and we started in competition barbecue, and we became successful pretty quickly. I mean, we cooked probably 9 or 10 contests, and then we won our first grand, and then we won our second grand. And after we won about 25 grand championships, all our neighbors and family and everything started, will you do meat for this? Will you do meat for this wedding? And it got to be so much the request. We said, you know what, we got to be legal about this. So we bought a 34-foot trailer, parked it in our driveway, and opened up Smoky D's Barbecue. And it was just a catering business, and it became so, so busy after 1 year. We did over $100,000 in sales out of our driveway. We ran ourselves ragged, and it came to the decision point that we said, you know what, we either have to shut down the catering operations, or we have to shut down the competition. We can't do both.
Yeah.
And then we came up with the idea to open, you know, find a place of business. That's when I called up Shad, who was a chef and had been in the restaurant business. I mean, he went to culinary school out of high school and had been in the restaurant business ever since. He'd never known any other business to partner up. You know, if you don't have the experience, you bring the experience with you. And that's
that's pretty cool. And I do love that you started with the takeout thing. I'm seeing more people do that and not jump in all the way. And, you know, they sell out. They do a Franklin's deal where they sell out before before they close the doors. And, you know, it's a great way to get started in it. But, oh, my gosh, to do all of that out of a trailer, that's pretty amazing. I mean, you guys definitely dedicated
it was
people.
Crazy.
Yeah,
it was almost as crazy back then as it is now.
Only now you're back to traveling so much. What's the farthest that you guys will go for a contest? I mean, because you're kind of almost smack dab in the middle there, aren't you?
It really doesn't matter. I just ordered, and well, I didn't just order. I ordered a year ago, but about a couple months ago, I got my third Jambo, and the third Jambo is going somewhere. You know, I'm not sure if it's going to Georgia, if it's going to Florida. I'm not sure if it's going to the East Coast, but I just love flying in and cooking. You know, and I want to cook on my own cooker. I want to cook, you know, I've borrowed stuff and I can cook pretty much on anything. But if I want to give myself a chance to win a contest, I want to be on my own cooker. The other stuff is just details, whether it's a table or a tent. And I'm getting really good at packing meat and packing spices and rubs and sauces and all that stuff in airplane, you know, bags and flying out there. But, you know, so I'm not sure whether that cooker is going to come back home from Florida or not. I got to decide that between here and a couple of weeks.
Well, I got barn space. I'm outside of Ocala. You're welcome to leave it here. I do have barn space. So I mean, it's kind of funny because that would be probably what, you know, would be the ultimate for so many people to be able to do. It's great to see that you're able to do what you really enjoy and you're doing so well at it. I mean, you know. Congratulations. I mean, you're kind of living the barbecue dream, you and your wife.
I am, and it's funny because it's all about, like Sterling from Big Papa Smokers tells me, he says, Darren, what I love about you is you're not going to contest based upon points, and you're not going to contest. You're going on the contest because there's a good cherry pie that's served at the cafe down the street, and it's all about, to us, it's all about the experience. We're going to Georgia because we get to see friends that we don't get to see very often. And we're going to Florida because Mike and Teresa Lake are cooking there, and we get to hang out with them, and hardly ever do we get to anymore. You know, so it's just different things of friends around the country. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about having fun. And we're having fun, and if we weren't winning, we'd still be having the same amount of fun.
Yeah.
Just, you know, winning kind of helps fund it a little bit more.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I mean, it does, and I mean, eventually it does all pay off, but you know, I don't even know what to ask you next, because you guys really, you've got so much going on. We're all going to be watching for Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, because we love to see barbecue people that we know doing that. So you cook on Jambo, and you cook on a Big Papa Smoker? You cook on anything else?
I actually cook on a, you know, my main contest rig, you know, I cook on a Jambo, and then I've always got a Gateway can with me, too.
Can. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I like the can. I like to finish my chicken on the can. But for the most part, all four meats are coming off the Jambo. I love cooking on the Jambo. I've been cooking one for 4 years now. I'm not sure I'll ever go to another cooker.
Wow. I mean, that's. And I would say everybody that has one loves them, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody not say that they would buy another one if they had to turn around and get something new. So,
some people, you know, we have some friends and they'll know who they are, you know, that like to maybe indulge a little too much on Friday night. They haven't liked the. You know, the Jambo because of people, you know, most people get up at 2:00 in the morning, 3:00 in the morning to light the Jambo, and they're up and they're tired and then drive home. But, you know, I didn't like to get up in the middle of the night, so I just adjusted my cooking. I turned up the temperature. I cook a lot hotter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't light that pit till 5:15 in the morning.
Wow.
And my brisket doesn't go on till 6:00, you know, so I made the schedule fit me. Not my cook fit into the schedule of the Jambo. So I love it. I get a full night's sleep. And, you know, if I'm somewhere out remote, I can go to the hotel and, you know, be back over. As long as I'm back to light the pit at 5:15 in the morning, life is good.
Life is good. Yeah, I mean, it is all about making it work for you. If you are able to go back to the hotel or in your little camper, whatever it might be. So, yeah, I mean, obviously you've definitely figured it out. And, you know, what was the number of the teams at the Royal? Was it 520? What was the actual count?
I think this year was 550, I think.
550 and fourth overall out of that. And what was the Jack number this year?
Jack was, I think we were at 89, I believe.
Yeah, that does sound right. Had you been to the Jack before, Darren?
Yeah, I actually hadn't been there. We were there the first 5 years we cooked. But I hadn't qualified. Even winning 5 and 6 contests a year, I just wasn't lucky enough to get that draw, but I wasn't lucky enough to get 7 wins either. So, you know, by winning the American Royal last year, you know, it was crazy because it allowed us to go to the Jack, to Houston Livestock, to all the Kingsford Invitational that we won. It allowed us to go there, and it was just our dream to be able to do that again. When we get to the Jack, we win the Jack, and here we are. We're going back to Houston. We're going back to the Kingsford Invitational. We're going, you know, all that stuff that's just that everybody's dreams, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
The American Royals.
Yeah, have they announced when the Kingsford Invitational will be? Because somebody was asking me about that, and I haven't followed up since 3 weeks ago because I couldn't find anything on it. But
well, nothing's really been announced, but everything that I've heard is saying they're leaning towards May, even maybe Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, wow.
You know, they wanted the weather to be better. You know, last year was pretty brutal in New York City in the first weekend of November. I mean,
yeah,
it was pretty brutal cooking conditions. It really wasn't that brutal. We're used to that cooking conditions. You know, so we, you know, I mean, it wasn't bad. It's like going to Georgia this weekend. Everybody's going, oh, it's going to be down to 27 and a high of 40. And I'm going, oh, well, that's 20 degrees warmer than where I'm cooking right now.
Yeah, but, you know, North Georgia had snow last week. So that plays into even you guys from the Midwest coming down or from the very far north thinking it's going to be all, you know, shorts and everything, and it's not.
Oh, we know, we know it's not going to be shorts, but they'll be, you know, hopefully by the time we get, that's why we're going to cook Florida. That's why we're going to head farther south and try and get some warm weather.
Yeah, well, I think when you get here, it'll be beautiful, and I'm sorry that I'm going to miss getting down there for that, but good luck to you this weekend, and keep us posted. I definitely have tried to pay attention. Your wife does a much better job of posting what goes on with you guys than you do. So you should hire her for your little Facebook page. You know? I'm like, I'm just going over to her page. You know.
Well, really what happens is I'm just, you know, we're driving home on the road, and I'm going, did you post yet? Because I'm the social media guy for Smoky D, so I handle all that, the Twitter and the Facebook and all that other wonderful stuff that we call social media, and all the website stuff. So I kind of handle all that. So as we're driving home, she's reading back, should I say this? Should I say this? So it's a lot.
Yeah, sometimes you need that person that says yes and no to some of the things you really want to say. Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on with us because I'm sure you're swamped with emails and everything else and requests to do things. But we look forward to seeing you on TV coming up. And, you know, good luck out there. And good luck on the race to help out the children's charity with Big Papa's. It'll be great for you to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, and yeah, I'm back to the. I was just leaving. I just left the kitchen. I got 2 contests worth of chicken almost all the way prepped before I had to come back to the office. So, I'm back to finish prepping chicken and ribs to get ready to go for the weekend.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend, and you guys, you know, knock it out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks again for being with me.
Sure. Thanks, Laurie.
All righty. Bye bye.
Okay,
that's
bye.
Darren Worth, and that is Smoky D Barbecue, and you can check him out on Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And I didn't think it was a dive, not a 400 seat, so I wasn't even going to ask about that. But the air date is to be December 8th, and we'll keep you posted, you know, on anything that I find out from him, because we always love to see barbecue people doing well. Hey, guys, it is going to be a short show. I'm wrapping it up right now, and we will be back with you Tuesday for sure, but possibly this Friday live from Vegas. Again, timing might be off, but I'll figure out a way to post. I'm taking a little computer that don't get the Microsoft Surface and let it update, because it decides what websites you can interact with, and I can no longer interact with Blog Talk Radio, so I will have to have somebody else make my changes for me on the outskirts of Vegas. Anyway, safe travels to everybody this weekend, and we'll look forward to being with you again. And again, I want to thank my guest, but I want to thank my sponsors, Sweet Smoke Q, Mac Daddy Cookers, Rec-Tec Pellet Cooker, Royal Oak Charcoal, CookinPellets.com, Everglades Seasoning, Pirate 50, and HuntsPoint.com. Guys, it's all about Vegas, baby, and we will see you next week for sure. Good night.